Buddy Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but still live from the lair. And today we're doing a Pimp Tart Wifestitute Trump Letitia James from redonkulous.com, where wisdom and comedy meet. And we've been doing comedy lectures for the past 18 years to stop suicide. And we're up to 577 lives saved, many of them veterans. So let's get into this. Now, historically, I've done the Pimp Tart Wifestitutes for people who are married and divorced. That did not happen here. But if you follow a lot of Letitia's behaviors, she acts just like a soon-to-be hateful ex-wife in this entire thing. So, let's do the Pimp Tart Wifestitute, shall we?
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Now, we have the three principals right here. We have President Trump, Letitia James, and Alvin Bragg in a anti-love triangle, which we all know when you bring a third person in, that's just gay sex with a witness as per the rules of the regiment. Okay, now you have Letitia here, who is, my opinion, a member of Lizbola, which is a militant arm of the lesbians. Hey, look, I'm a comedian. I'm entitled to my opinion. That's just the way I see it. And she's also a member of the BBBB, organization, which is the ball-busting bitch brigade. I'm just saying. Okay, and you got Alvin Bragg here, who is basically white knighting for Letitia. And they're working in concert to bash in President Trump's cinnamon ring, okay? I'm just being honest here, okay? So let's just go down the list here. She got a $527 million judgment against President Trump. Okay, those are the numbers I was able to find on the internet when I did a search, and that's like, you know, interest and penalties and what have you. It's half $1 billion. Now, one of the main reasons she got a $527 million judgment is because of nagonomics. Women have a knack for nagging until they get their goddamn way. Now, I watched this thing unfold on, in mainstream media, which is, one-sidedly biased, but you can read between the lines, and that's what I saw. Okay. Now, you guys are like, he wasn't he convicted of like 34 felonies? Well, actually, they're high misdemeanors and they were converted to felonies for unknown reasons, mainly because they're in an anti-love triangle and Bragg was supporting Letitia James.
What? What the fuck?
The Democrats, they fucked up here. They perp-walked a former president, which... big mistake, okay? They're gonna get fucked up over that one. I'm just being honest. Okay, now, I'm gonna go down the list here. Now, for you guys out there who have been divorced, I'm gonna go down this list and I'm gonna read them off, and you agree with me, let me know in the comments if I'm accurate in regards to what I'm saying here. I've only been doing this for almost 2 decades. All right, I've talked to thousands of guys who are getting divorced or going through hard times. I've heard all the stories. So here we go. And number one, speaks with contempt about you. I call this nagicide. All right. All I've heard her do on the internet and on the news media is talk mad trash about President Trump. So we're going to check that one off. Gets fat and ugly in middle age. I call this Ugh, guntification. You get ugly, you grow a gunt. That's just the way it is. Gut upper nuptial taint. You want to know what the definition is? I did a video back in the day called Popular Mechanics where I go through a lot of the acronyms. So look it up. Okay, next, you know, lies and slanders you. All right, this is nagravation. She's literally turned a lot of institutions against President Trump. And basically, in my opinion, it was unfounded. All right. Destroy your reputation. All right. Women are really good at this. For whatever reason, in their knitting circle lessons, they learn this one. It's like the top three that they learn in kindergarten to third grade. Okay. They, you know, destroy your reputation. This is called a cuntspiracy. So that was done as well. So let's just knock that one off. Okay. Demand a huge payout. Take your house and your businesses and weaponize the courts against you. I know lots of divorce guys. All three of those happened. And the weaponizing of the courts has been going on in divorce court since, I don't know, 1960. But who am I? So let's just knock these off right here. Okay, we got that one, and that one. I call this cunt fastgation, where they just take your shit willy-nilly because I'm a judge and it is what it is. All right, next you have the I'm not happy. All of this took place because Letitia James was not happy. Okay, so let's just knock that one off. Okay, that's like the ultimate excuse for women to nuke your life. They're not happy. Okay, next one, play for sympathy. All three of these are cunt-tastic, in my opinion. Let's check that one off. When shit didn't go her way, all she did was bitch, moan, and complain, and try to get more sympathy. If you want to know the definition of sympathy, look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. Next, corrupted by feminism. Let's be honest, gentlemen, there's a whole lot of women out there who are feminists, and they drank the Kool-Aid, and they're all about destroying men around them and the so-called patriarchy and all of its trimmings, which, let's be honest, that shit doesn't exist anymore. But hey, you know, historical reasons and such. And this is called Cult of the Cunt. Now, we're going to go through some opportunity costs here. If President Trump had to pay $500 million. Okay, there was no sex, but still, if he paid that kind of money, there is a opportunity cost that he possibly missed out on. All right, so $527 million. Okay, you go to the Bunny Ranch for the girlfriend experience. Roughly, you're going to run you $600 an hour, and you want 6 hours to get the full benefit of the whole deal. Oh, you take $527 million divided by 3,600 and you get 146,388 sessions, which is basically 401 years. So basically in 2020 or 2427, he'll break even. All right, that's nobody lives that long. I'm just saying. Next, you have mouth hug with a head bob or BJ's. The opening, you know, the average cost for something like that is about $200. I looked it up on the internet. You take $527 million divided by $200, you get 2,635,000 sessions, which is basically 7,219 years. So if you went back to when they were writing shit down on clay tablets before Egypt and what have you, he would be breaking even sometime in this century or the next century. That kind of money would pay the salary for 12,000 servicemen in the United States military for 1 year at an average salary of $44,000 a year. That's for professional soldiers who have been in for more than, you know, 8 years. All right, next, you could have bought himself 351,333 sniper rifles. You know, at $1,500 a pop, you know, the 300 PRC, you know, the 300 Norma Magnum, what have you. There you go. He could have got himself 43.9 M1 Abrams tanks with the latest electronic packages and upgraded armor. He could have purchased himself 5 airliner-sized private jets and had fuel for 8 to 10 years, depending upon how much fuel costs and how much he uses them. I don't have those variables, so I can't do the math. He could have got himself 1.2 F-22 stealth fighters. Look, I know you can't buy those as a civilian, but I just threw it in there because, you know, he's the fucking, you know, President of the United States. $527 million if you were to use a mercenary company, and you paid $50 million a year or to make that happen per episode, you could basically overthrow 10 small nations on the planet for $527 million, or 2 medium nations at $250 million apiece. Listen, money talks and bullshit walks. And it's been done in the past, and it'll be done again in the future. They're called mercenaries for a reason, and they are expensive, but effective. And last but not least, he could have got himself basically $527 million sports cars. You know, you can easily get a pretty tricked out sports car for $1 million. So anyway, we've got the Letitia James love triangle or anti-love triangle taking place. Letitia James and Alvin Bragg are getting held to task, and their lives have been turned into a cuntastrophe because President Trump got reelected, and that's just the way it is. We have so much corruption, and we have so many Democrats, which are really commiecrats now, that this is probably going to devolve into some type of two-way rifle range. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I myself am too old to participate, but I will, record it for posterity and, of course, make fun of it. Anyway, Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com, where wisdom and comedy meet. Check it out. I've got 2,000 videos plus on YouTube and Rumble, and I've been doing this for almost 19 years now. You guys take it easy. Out. From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.